Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. And after last week, where we had a lot of, well, frankly, losers on there, this week we've got a lot more bright, happy people talking about wins. We've got Richard Hobbs later on telling us about how Wolves have managed to pull off a double against Spurs. We've got Dave Mooney probably telling us exactly why a draw against Chelsea is actually a good result, really. And first up, we've got Jordan Jaron Bryan to tell us exactly how Arsenal kicked their way right back into the title race. Now, I remember last time we were talking, Gerald, and you were very keen to debunk any growing narratives. And one that has grown over the last few weeks, or should I say one that was growing, was about Arsenal's forwards. And then suddenly 11 goals in two games, and everyone's very quiet about that.
It's crazy because I still genuinely don't know what has, and I did a podcast yesterday and I asked some Arsenal fans what they thought was the change between pre-Dubai, where we couldn't finish our dinner, and post-Dubai, where we can't actually miss. And well, I say that we've won 5 and 6 nil, and I reckon it's not, even without converting all of our chances, I reckon we could have beaten West Ham by 8, and I think we could have beaten Burnley by 8 as well. So even then, we are missing chances, still getting 5s and 6s. And I said to them, it can't be as simple as Mikel Arteta is saying, lads, just shoot more. And they said, they think it is. They said that they genuinely just think it's a case of when you get in front of goal, just have the freedom to let it off. And look, it's basic, but I can't think of any other reason as to why we're scoring so many goals now as opposed to pre-Dubai, because that's people do nothing different. The personnel is the same. So it must just be like they've been given license now or being told within shooting range, just let it off. And it's great. It's you know it's like, it's always fun when your team scores lots of goals. What I don't want it to do, whilst it's fun, it's great, what I don't want it to do is to build a full sense of security in terms of us thinking that we now don't need to buy a forward in the window. There's still a thing we need to buy a forward in the window. I genuinely don't believe you can win a title without a goal scorer. They haven't even got to score 30 goals, but I just think you need that forward that you know is a close to one in two, man. They might have only scored 15 goals, but you know that those 15 goals, 8 of them are in the big games or in the big moments. And you know they get 2 chances, they're putting one away. So whilst the goals are great, I still do believe that I'll rephrase that. I think it's very hard to win a title without a clinical gunman. I think it's not impossible, but I think it's harder if you haven't got it. But at the moment, we're loving life.